This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Today is World AIDS Day. This morning, about 200 people gathered at the National AIDS Memorial Grove in Golden Gate Park. They read the names of people who've died from the disease in the past year. They also gave honors to people who've worked in the struggle against AIDS, like Paul Boneberg, the executive director of San Francisco's GLBT Historical Society. Boneberg remembers the struggles he experienced in trying to convince authorities to care in the early days of AIDS.
It's in many places the same response. We're individual people. Tried to get governments that could care less to react. And there's just countless examples of individual heroism and sacrifice to try to change the course of the pandemic.
An estimated 39 million people have died of AIDS since 1981, according to the World Health Organization. 1.5 million people died last year alone, but better treatment options have allowed many to live with the disease. For decades, San Francisco has been offering free condoms, STD testing, and counseling to its residents to help end the HIV epidemic. These interventions have had a big impact over the years, but the city still saw about 350 new HIV infections last year. And nationally,
there are about 50,000 new infections that happen every year.
That's Susan Phillip from the San Francisco Department of Public Health.
So we know that we need more tools in the arsenal.
And one of those tools, Phillip says, is something called PrEP. It stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis, and it's a new way to prevent HIV infections using a drug called Truvada. Truvada has been used for more than a decade to treat HIV, but since 2012, the drug has been approved for a new purpose, HIV prevention. Taken daily, Truvada has been shown to be over 90% effective at reducing the risk of HIV infection. Last month, the city's Board of Supervisors allocated $300,000 to help San Franciscans who want PrEP to get access to it. But many people haven't even heard of it.
PrEP. I have not heard of PrEP before.
PrEP? No. I mean, no.
I've heard of the word. I don't think I know what you're referring to specifically.
Sounds interesting. Sounds beneficial.
Those were voices of people in the Castro District on a recent Saturday. And while not everyone knows what it is, PrEP is already changing lives and the way gay men make decisions about their sexual health. KALW's Daniel Moore has the story.
Andre Sanchez is a 26-year-old gay man who lives in the East Bay. He's vocal about being on PrEP. He says PrEP has changed his sex life.
I used to be known as the condom queen because I was always preaching, like, you need to have safe sex, you need to have protected sex, you need to be informed, talk to your partners. But PrEP has let me be a little bit more liberal.
Sanchez identifies as African American and Latino. And as a man of color, he has a particularly high risk of contracting HIV. So he's participating in a research study that makes PrEP available for free to men of color like himself. Sanjay says he still talks with his partners about their HIV status and when they last got tested. But being on PrEP helps him feel like he has an added layer of protection.
Because there's the what if. What if the condom breaks? What if I get drunk at a party and I decide to have sex, but there's no other form of protection around.
Men like Sanjay, who have multiple sex partners, aren't the only ones benefiting from PrEP. Monogamous couples are using it too. Anthony Lucas is HIV positive. His partner is negative and on PrEP. Here's Lucas.
For a really long time, I was starting to think that like condomless sex was like this privilege that only heterosexual couples got to have. And I felt kind of robbed of that, and I kind of felt like a monster because I was positive.
Lucas says PrEP has changed not just their sex life, but the intimacy between them, too.
I can't imagine my like sex life or emotional or spiritual life being anything other than what it is now as a result of like this one minor thing, which is that I know I'm not going to infect him, and like I know that we're both okay, I guess.
And it's not just for gay men. PrEP can work for other people at risk for HIV, like sex workers, IV drug users, or anyone with an HIV-positive partner. All told, the Center for Disease Control estimates that over 400,000 people in the United States would benefit from PrEP, yet very few people are being treated. That's true here in San Francisco, too.
When you look at PrEP, and the potential that it has, I think it's really surprising that only a few people have actually had access to it.
That's San Francisco supervisor David Campos. He says cost is one of the biggest hurdles to improving access to PrEP. Without insurance, Truvada, the medication used for PrEP, costs about $1,200 a month or over $14,000 a year. Most insurance companies will pay for PrEP, but not all of it. That means some patients are stuck with unaffordable copays and deductibles.
I also think that it's important for Gilead to do more than what they're doing.
Campos is referring to the drug manufacturer Gilead. It sells Truvada to low-income countries for a fraction of the U.S. price, less than $30 a month. And though Gilead does offer some assistance for patients in the U.S., Campos thinks they could do more.
You know, we're still in conversations with them, but I would hope that that more could be done by the manufacturer to help people.
But even at its full cost of $14,000 a year, the price tag for PrEP may be worth it, according to Susan Phillip from the San Francisco Department of Public Health.
PrEP is a relatively expensive intervention, but living with HIV is also an expensive proposition.
In fact, the estimated cost of treating one HIV infection over a lifetime can be more than $500,000.
There's also, you know, the human cost. You have to think about the life years affected by people. These are often relatively young people, healthy, who then go on to have to manage a chronic disease for the rest of their life.
Anthony Lucas and his HIV-negative partner have noticed some surprising benefits to going on PrEP. Here's Lucas's partner, Esteban Cuaya Munoz.
It actually made me think about more about my health, taking care of myself, eating healthy. I've also stopped drinking alcohol, and part of the reason is because I'm also on Truvada, but I want to take care of my body as best I can.
Yeah, I'm just one of the things I noticed in Esteban is that he takes better care of himself as a result of being on PrEP.
For Lucas and Cuaya Munoz, the benefits of PrEP are clear, and so are the risk factors. Lucas knows his status, is proactive about his health, and wants to protect his partner. But for many other sexually active people, there are a lot more unknowns.
I am at risk. I don't know quite, I can't quite quantify, which I would have loved to when I was deciding to go on PrEP.
One medical student who wished to remain anonymous put it this way.
I would have loved to have like a solid number, like a formula. I could like plug it, like I could plug in what are my exposures, like how many partners do I have, like what types of sex I have with the partners. I just would have loved to have that formula that like spits out a number.
That formula doesn't exist. But for many, PrEP is a powerful option in the fight against HIV and AIDS. And yet few people are on it. So after more than 30 years, the end of the epidemic may still be out of reach. For Cross Currents, I am Daniel Moore.